So the new Gears of War takes place in summer.
Oh, come on!
What does summer have to
I don't know what a summer on Cira would be like. Presumably it would have less razor hail.
I was thinking, like, do they just want to take off their cog armor and just have,
well,
like,
T-shirts? Yeah, that game's going to open up with, like, Marcus flipping burgers for, like, Dom and the rest.
Finally!
Yeah, the rest of the crew.
Well,
Dom, you lotion my back!
Well, they flooded everywhere, so presumably it's all gone all balmy. And...
Yeah. I think this is the weirdest piece of news that came out of this leak.
Yeah.
That the game is taking place during summer. I'm not really sure what the implication of that is, or...
What seasons, like, did the previous... What season did Gears of War 2 take place
in? Yeah. I assume that that planet had just one perpetual season, and that was just shit all the time.
Yeah, razor hail.
Yeah, horrible weather, and...
Well, I guess razor hail, so that's kind of like... Spring?
Sure, why not?
Spring hail? I don't know.
Can only assume that summer will have way more intense summer patterns.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, it's just sunny.
Yeah.
It's like Mario Sunshine.
Yeah. But what else was in this, was in the leak?
Well, so, it's going to be underwater.
Yeah, there's underwater stuff in it. They're revising the cover mechanic.
Which I hope they don't break it in the process.
Yeah, and was there something else? Oh, it's the conclusion of the trilogy.
Yeah.
So...
Although it is weird, because I remember specifically reading an article where they were saying how it wasn't actually a trilogy, it was just Gears of War, and they were making games in it. They didn't have a trilogy planned out, but now they're suddenly like, it concludes!
Yeah, well, presumably they've got to deal with the stuff to do with Marcus's father, the kind of post-credit voiceover that was saying, like, what have you done? Or something like that. So.
Yeah, and the Locust Queen knew about Adam Phoenix.
Yeah, and they kind of alluded to a lot of stuff to do with Marx. Well, I say a lot of stuff. They alluded to the fact that Marx's dad is significant to the story somehow, so I guess we'll find that out. And all of the weird... do you remember that, like, facility in the second game with Niles? Was it Niles, the kind of robot...
And the mutant.
Security system. Yeah, those mutants, so I guess we'll find out some of that.
Yeah. That stuff was kind of a bit of a kind of an odd chapter of Gears of War 2.
Yeah, that's right.
Didn't really seem to...
It didn't really mesh with what was going on, but I suppose that's because they had this story planned out and they'll...
Are we the only people on Earth who care about the Gears of War story, though?
I don't know. Like, it's so... It's one of those stories that doesn't really explain itself, but the trappings of the universe, of the world that the game is set in,
is kind of
interesting.
It's interesting in that... You don't get any information about it, and you kind of have to guess what it's
about,
at least in the first one.
There's all this, like, weird, like, Roman architecture everywhere.
Yeah.
So it seems like they had, like, a once opulent society that's been totally crushed, and that's kind of interesting.
Yeah. My hope for Gears of War 3 was always that they would leave Sera and go somewhere else.
Yeah, space.
Space.
Just in space.
Spaceships, what do spaceships look like?
I want to know this.
Yeah.
What do you make of the cover system proposal?
I like the current cover system.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they feel that they've spent two games with it, so it's time to change it, but it works so well.
Yeah.
I guess there's a danger that the third game will be too similar to the other two.
I don't know, but, like, so many other games have copied that whole hog. Like, it's not a bad system.
I mean, it redefined a genre, for all intents and purposes.
Uncharted, and, like, I've just been playing Dark Void, which has the Gears of War cover system in
it. Yeah, that's right.
Although it was kind of more the wanted cover system.
Where you kind of move up to cover.
Or move up or down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think that seeing as lots of other games have augmented that cover system, then I'm sure...
Maybe they have a new idea.
Epic themselves can make something interesting that builds upon what they've already got.
It just has to be reliable, and you need to go in and out of cover when you wanted to. Because I know it used to be a bit glitchy sometimes, didn't it?
Yeah, one of the things I read said there will be new enemies with tentacles or something that can kind of break down your cover and, like, hit you over the top of it. So I guess whatever they're thinking of integrating will let you combat that somehow.
No, you already have chainsaws.
Yeah.
Chainsaws on tentacles seems like a method to use.
Yeah.
Or really sharp
swords. You yourself have a tentacle with a chainsaw on it.
Yeah.
Which sounds great. And underwater.
Yeah.
So
presumably because it's too hot on land during the summer.
That's
on
right.
Sera. They have, like, razor sunlight.
Maybe there's some kind of like flooding or something, and it forces you under. I have no idea where they're going with any of this stuff.
A flood pack.
Yeah. But
sounds cool anyway.
Yeah, we're gonna get way more information on all of this stuff, and I don't know, it's a year away, but
for the next fucking year.
Yeah, so we've still got quite a long time to wait.